Alrighty, hello everyone and welcome to From Heartache to Joy. I'm Gretchen Pritz and I am your host today. And I'm here with the wonderful Deborah Warner. Thank you, Deborah, for joining us.
You're welcome. Good morning, everyone. Thanks, Gretchen.
Yeah, so we are going to be together here in the garden for about an hour with Deborah. She's going to take us through a group process. We're going to do lots of one-on-ones. I know that the energy right now is supercharged, especially here in the U.S. Things are a little crazy right now. Energy's really off the charts. So what a perfect time to have Deborah here. And we're really talking about protecting your energy because it's, you know, as before we started, I was talking to Deborah, like it just feels so thick right now. Like I feel like honestly, we're like walking in a mud pit. Thick and so like draining. So this is really a great time to have you on, Deborah, not only talking about our energy and protecting our energy and why that's so important, but also raising our vibration. It's really easy to kind of get sucked into this low vibration vibe that's kind of out there right now. So it's just a beautiful time to have you here, Deborah. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. My pleasure.
So I asked Deborah to kind of take us through a group process first, because I think it's just really important to let's you know, get that vibration up before we even dive into the one-on-ones and let's all start kind of exhaling, taking a deep breath and really kind of going and taking care of ourselves right now. So Deborah, if you want to do that, let's jump in.
Okay, I'm ready. So I love that you said take care of ourselves every day. And this is what Mother Mary teaches us. And I'm going to miss her first. In fact, I'm going to miss you guys while I'm talking. Mother Mary teaches us to have self-care first every day. Otherwise, you're not really taking care of anybody else. Okay, you're giving away your energy. And we're not to do that. Okay, so she says, spray also your feet to help to stay on the path. So I'm going to miss her too. I mean, I miss you with Mother Mary right now. And it's very important to practice self-care every day. Take a walk. Miss your essences. That's a good thing to do. Take care of yourself first. And she also, and this is part of our group process, we are also going to bless the world. And she's been asking me to do that every day for the last week, to miss Mother Mary. So if you can all imagine all of our beautiful Mother Earth, and I'm remotely misting the whole world with Mother Mary. The Divine Feminine. Next, I'm going to also mist with a spray that it's called Contentment. And it's also made from the rose. The rose is the highest vibrational flower on the earth. So what we're going to do here is raise your vibration throughout this process, everybody. And I'm misting you now with contentment. Contentment also works with the heart chakra to soothe the heart. And we all can use some soothing right now. Everyone's testing for calming essences, you know, help to stay grounded, breathe through all of this. So contentment is actually made from the aspen tree, vibration of the aspen tree. And they really bring in the heart harmonic for the earth. So let's all be in our hearts and not in our minds as much. In the left brain, let's get into the right brain. Rest into our hearts. I can feel everyone calming down right now. And breathe. Everything's going to be okay. All right. We're just going through a really intense time. And it's all meant for change. Okay. It's all going to work out. So let's again, do self-care. And that's the best thing you can do right now. And now what I'm going to miss everyone, I love how Gretchen said it's kind of murky and mucky, this energy. It's so thick. So we have a beautiful spray. It's called Transfiguration. And you might have the MP4 in your package. It's actually the white pond lily. And it grows out of the muck. Okay, so and the roots are in the muck, and but then when the flower blossoms, it's beautiful, pure white. It's just simply gorgeous with a yellow center. This flower actually helps to disconnect cords. So I'm going to miss everyone here on the call, and this is for everyone on the replay, to disconnect all this mucky energy from you. You might be watching the TV right now, see what's going on, you know, but even that is energy. So we want to clear your whole energy field back to sparkling clean. Sparkle, raise your vibration. Imagine the beautiful white pond lily on the water, the wetlands, just glowing with luminescent light. So we're sparkling your energy field right now. And I'm also going to mist you with some rainbow. This is actually made from the pure essence of the rainbow. It's such a blessing. And it raises your vibration very quickly. And it continues to do some cleansing. And also, I'm cleansing your environment. And I'm also blessing all of your pets with this spray. They love it because they pick up on negative energy. Okay, they try to protect us, so they tend to pick up on this energy to protect their owners. Oh, that feels really good. It also fills your chakras in with color where it's needed, and it will clear your energy and your space around you. And now I'm going to spray. I think this is a really amazing word that we need right now. It's called the fairy flower, but I call it the freedom flower. So I put it in my spray called Bliss. So I was really feeling in our group process to spray everyone now with some Bliss to feel the freedom within no matter what is going on in the world. Okay, you're in your own energy, you're a sovereign being. Okay, and just go ahead and just allow yourself to dance and sing and play. Even all this stuff is going on, you know, you could do what you want. You have your free will and your choice to feel actually a blissful state even with this. You don't have to be dragged down. Okay, take charge of your own energy. Let the flowers support you right now. That's what they're here for. They're our partners on the earth, and they're helping us, especially now with these dense energies. And I'm also going to spray the world with this one. It's called Open Heart and Protection. And all the flowers balance disharmony back to harmony. So this spray is made from the holly flower essence. The holly flower helps to take lower vibrational, emotional states, okay? Now, emotions are energy in motion, okay? So these thoughts such as hatred, anger, jealousy, betrayal, all these thoughts that are going on, it can shift. And I'm missing you first. And now I'm missing the world. And what happens is it shifts back to harmony, back to unconditional love and acceptance for another's differences. You know, everyone's got opinions going on right now, okay? So this will help to have acceptance and bring you back into unconditional love. It's a really powerful spray when there's these lower vibrational thoughts going on. And as our vibration raises up, thoughts are energy in motion. The flowers help us when we raise our vibration to bring the thoughts back up to love, joy, peace, compassion. So it helps us to start feeling the higher vibrations as we raise our energy with the flowers. And now I'm going to spray peace. Peace vibrates at 600. Love is at 400. All the flowers vibrate. All these essences are at 400 and above. Joy is at 450. Right now, I'm just going to do some peace for everyone so you feel more at peace within. We'll do that first because everything starts within. Okay. And the best thing you could do is raise your vibration. Be in a state of peace and calm for yourself. And that will be a blessing to the whole world, especially right now. And now I'm going to mist the world. Peace spray is made from the white rose flower essence. The white rose is an international symbol of world peace. I was called to make this essence not even knowing that. And I looked it up, and it is, if you Google that, you'll see it is the international symbol of world peace, and it really smells good. You might even smell this beautiful rose. And now I'm going to also mist with grace. Grace, we have the MP4, and you can see it's really nice to watch that one if you're feeling upset. Grace is made from the dogwood flower. It's a dogwood tree flower. It's the shape of a heart, and it's white and pure. And I feel that grace is a culmination of compassion, forgiveness, miracle, and mercy, which culminates to a state of grace. I'm also spraying the world now with grace. Once you attain a state of grace, which is even higher than peace, it resets to all new possibilities. It's like a clean, fresh slate to create from a higher place of thought and being. Yeah, I'm going to swirl a little more with that one. That's a really, really great vibration right now for the world. And finally, I'm also going to spray with the magnolia flower. It's called New Beginnings. It's help us to go through all these changes. And whatever the outcomes are, we have choices. And we can create new patterns that support more unity and allow for everyone to have peace of mind and joy that we were meant to. Yeah, that smells really good too. And finally, let's do a little playful. Playful helps us to stay in the present moment and get out of that left brain and back into our inner child playfulness. Curiosity, awe, and wonderment. These are all wonderful thoughts that when you walk through the day and you're more playful and in the present moment, I mean, after all, the past is the past. It's not there anymore. The future's not even here. All we have is the present moment. So make the best of it and enjoy. Be curious. Watch what's happening. See that you're all part of this. Know you're making a difference. And have fun. Okay. Well, our group process is done. I hope you guys all feel a lot better.
Thank you. I know I do.
I do.
Yeah. I feel much calmer and much clearer, much more grounded. So thank you so much for that. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right. So before we take live callers, I know that there was somebody, Ravni, I think, wanted to come on and talk about her experience with the garden. So I'm going to unmute you now. Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Hi. Welcome. I can't wait to hear your story.
Oh yeah, wonderful. I'll share my story, and I'd also like some more support because unfortunately, our stories never end. My story is a positive one, so let's start with a positive.
All right.
Yeah, so when I, about, I don't know, I think I did the last program, I'm doing this program, and I don't know when it all started. But for about 4 years, I have known and kept my deadly secret to myself, but I've known that I couldn't find a lot of jewelry. And when I say a lot, it was, you know, I'm talking mountains of jewelry. And as we're Indian, we're gifted jewelry when we get married. It's something that our parents collect through from the day we're born to the day that we get married. So the tradition of it is a little bit patriarchal and a little bit, you know, not so uplifting for women. But when my parents gave me jewelry and collected what they collected for me, it was done with the purest intentions, with the purest heart. My father is now over 10 years passed away, and you know, there's so many things that he was a part of choosing for me as well, which is unusual. Normally it's the mother that takes care of things, and he was also very much a part of it. This is also, you know, with him gone, and I miss him sorely. Those were sweet memories I had, and I just didn't know where to begin to look for the jewelry. I didn't know whether it was a safety deposit box. Was it, you know, we've moved a lot, and we're now in a current, and we're currently in another move, but we've moved a lot. We've lived in 7 different houses. We moved from the Bay Area to LA, and it's in that time period where I got confused as to where my jewelry is. I also want to be very clear that there's another bunch of jewelry that I still haven't found, but having found this jewelry, I now realize that I never brought it to America, and it's with my mother. But anyway, I don't want to traumatize my mother, so I'm not going to ask her any questions. So through these 4 years, I kept it a secret. I told my husband, and he's non-judgmental, so he was like, don't worry, it will appear, and if it doesn't, it was not meant to be. And I was like, no, we're not taking that approach with this. This is meant to be, this is mine, and I have to make sure that I do my due diligence and turn over every possible stone and every possible opportunity and research and call and do the work, because it was my responsibility. And regardless of the fact that I have 2 small kids and we moved so many times, it was my responsibility, and it was given to me with so much love. It's my responsibility to make sure I do everything to get it back. And if after that I don't get it back, then I have to have peace of mind around it. So I had already made this decision that there was no 2 ways about it. I was going to do everything I can. I reached out to Deborah several times for support. And I sort of, you know, posed the question of, like, could it be in a rental that we lived in initially in LA? Could it be in the previous rental that we lived in the Bay Area? Could it be in the previous rental to that? Could it be in a safety deposit box? Because I had heard safety deposit boxes are so hard to find. I was very eager, and I managed to get myself 2 safety deposit boxes in the Bay Area, of which I had no idea whether any of them had anything in them. In fact, no, it was 3, and 1 was with 1 bank and 2 was with another bank. Okay, so we're leaving the country. We're moving to Mumbai soon, God willing. And we wanted to do a last-minute trip to the Bay Area. My sister happens to live there, so I wanted to go say bye to her kids, to her husband, et cetera, my cousin. So we go to the Bay Area, but the ulterior motive of this trip, and I told my husband straight up, was that we're going to visit every safety deposit box I've ever had, and I'm going to go and visit every rental we've been in the last 6 years or so. I'd already checked the LA rental. Everybody was more. The beautiful part of this is I thought that I would come up against a lot of, no, you can't come back into our rental. What are you talking about? You're crazy. How stupid of you. And I didn't get judged. Everybody was more than willing to help. It was my own judgment. So I got in touch with the guy we had an LA rental with, and it wasn't there. Well, clearly wasn't in our current house that we now own. It wasn't in the Bay Area rental, and that landlord was more than happy to help, even though he had always been a little bit on the difficult side. But funnily enough, when I was leaving that rental, he came across a bag of jewelry of mine, and I hide things so well I don't remember where they are. So he had found a bag of jewelry on our exit and said, I think this might be your wife. So I knew that if I talked to him, he would be like, oh, God, she's back. She's back about her jewelry again. So I then start to hunt high and low. I have a feeling through much deep diving, and Deborah had said from the beginning a safety deposit box, but there were three. Anyway, so I went into San Francisco. I went to a bank, a Citibank, and unfortunate for me is that that Citibank had already closed down, and my safety deposit box was in that bank. So I went to the one in Mission. I went to Mission, the bank in Mission, and right there, I was like, well, I have a safety deposit box in San Francisco, and they were like, well, we can't help you. We haven't got it. If you haven't got it and you think there's something in it, it's at the Treasury. So I was like, goodness me. So in the process, I start to sort of panic a little bit. I'm like, how am I supposed to get it back from the Treasury? Keep in mind, I've also been trying to leave the country for about, well, I was meant to leave this week. We're now delayed to hopefully the latest is next week. But I'm due to leave the country literally within 6 weeks of finding this jewelry. And when I say country, I'm leaving to go to India, which is a third world country, and they're not very good at taking care of people's stuff via mail. So the Treasury I spoke to, I called them. I looked online. Lo and behold, there was a box sitting there with my name on it. Who knows what is in it? I can only pray at this point. I call on the Monday, and I get sent around in circles and told, you know, yes, you can have it. No, we can't expedite it, blah, blah, blah. I decide I'm not going to give up, and I call again on the second day, and then I call the third day. Then I make two calls on the Friday. And my second call on the Friday, I happened to speak to a woman who I just felt like I wanted to hug because she made it very uncomplicated. And I explained, this is urgent, and under normal circumstances, I would absolutely wait the 6 to 8 months to turn things around. I'm leaving the country, and I really do need to access what's in my box. Now, of course, I'm not telling anybody what's in it because I don't know who I can trust. I'm assuming they can see it, but I don't know. And she said, not a problem. I'm going to put you forward to it's some sort of personal, like a counselor who advocates. Yeah, that's it, personal advocate for your personal belongings, who advocates for you to get your things back. My name is Ravneet Vora, and her first name was Zora. So we already hit it off. She called me. She didn't just email me. She called me. And she said, yes, we have your things. Yes, I can help you get it. And fill out this form, get it notarized, do this, do that. I did it as quickly as I could. I turned it around in about 24 hours. She said to me, after October 6th or something like that, we will have access to your goods and we will send them back to you. It took about 2 weeks to turn things around. Given that everything's at the Treasury, I can't also roll up to Sacramento and knock on their door and get my box. I have to wait, and it has to come by mail, and I have to just trust it's going to arrive, and it did. And I got my jewelry, and it arrived. And then Zora, I email Zora, and I say, thank you very much. And she says to me, I felt for you, because when I got married 26-odd years ago, I lost a lot of jewelry. We were moving, and I couldn't find the jewelry I'd been gifted. And my husband said, don't tell my mom. She's going to freak out. And she said, I felt really, really bad. So the irony or not is that not only did I have did Deborah sort of point me in the right direction and find jewelry I had not found for 4 years, okay? I also found somebody who shared a similar story and took care of my jewelry and made sure it went back to its rightful owner because she also felt my pain.
That's amazing.
That was
a miracle. it's a miracle. There's no two ways about it. I think Angel Cha said to me, if anyone ever asks you what a miracle is, that's a miracle. And I was like, that's really lovely. And yeah, it's been, I mean, it was a deadly secret. It would keep me up at night. I felt guilty. My mom would say, are you going to that wedding? And all I would think was, where's the jewelry? I had some jewelry on me, don't get me wrong. But I would get into a panic. I'd be like, she knows. I went to London. I secretly went to the family safe. I said, oh, I just need to check, you know, check things. And she's like, sure, of course. Go check. And I looked in there and my heart dropped into my stomach because there was nothing there. As I had believed, I have removed everything from there. I brought it with me because it's mine and I should have it with me. That was the end of it. And there is a chunk of jewelry not there. And I know exactly where it is because now I remember a conversation with my mum where I say, I can't take all of this, and this is more traditional. You keep this. I'll take the cooler, more modern stuff that I can wear with Indian and Western clothes. And she said, okay. And I remember this clearly. So,
well, let me explain, Revani, how everything worked. And it is miraculous, yes. But I will tell you, the flowers that I sprayed you with during this whole process was open doors,
yes,
and miracle and mm-hmm. a couple other ones. But I'll tell you how it works. And this is a perfect, awesome example. And that was really something that you got your jewelry back. I was so happy. And I could feel it was in the security deposit box. I know you had a couple of them. I knew that right away. I could just see it. And then, but it took, you know, it was a journey.
Yeah.
But the
yeah.
flower sprays help. Flowers are attractors. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
They attract the pollinators. They are attractors. So in open doors, I actually put, there's five flower essences in that one. It's very powerful to
right.
attract to you what it is you need and the supportive people that are going to
mm-hmm.
help you get what you need. And that's really important now with COVID. Look at how this woman was able to help you. Banks are closed. You know, you can't just walk into a lobby and check your box or, you know, as easily now.
Yes.
Things are harder now. So the spray is helping to connect supportive people to get what it is, your dreams and goals that you need. So that in that spray, we have wild rose, which helps to keep you grounded. And we also have wild oat that helps with your life purpose. And then
yep.
we have the lily in there to support your throat chakra, to attract in the perfect supportive people. And then we add rainbow, which is that's a miracle in itself right there. And then
yeah.
we spray miracle. And I did that for you every day because you were posting in the garden about it. So I gave you daily support, and look at it worked. I'm so happy. That is
so
great.
I'm really grateful.
Very, very happy.
if I couldn't be so confident to ask for more support, for the house has been dragging on. It's 55 days of escrow and I'm really exhausted. We tried to cancel. The buyer is now looking for a different kind of loan. There's a couple of cash offers, but nothing is finalizing, and we need to leave.
Okay.
Our visa is still in process too, and so we haven't received that either. So the delays are costing us more because we have to keep staying in an Airbnb, and we're kind of in a state of limbo, and we're so tired. I'm so tired.
Yeah, and a lot of people are very tired. So I'm going to miss you now, and this is for everybody here in the group, okay?
Thank you.
And anyone who needs to sell their home, get a new home, you're working on getting a new job, a new client, this is the spray, okay? So I'm missing you, Ravneet, and I'm also
Thank
missing
you.
Everyone on the call right now with open doors. Okay, so it'll help to ground you. It'll help to work. We have an attractor field within our energy system. It immediately
mm-hmm.
strengthens it within 30 seconds. Okay, and then after I spray this, I'm also going to spray you with some miracle because, you know, this will expand your energy and open up more possibilities for you, okay? And raise your vibration. The two sprays raise your vibration super, super high. And also, and this is for everybody, I'm going to mix with creativity because this will calm the nervous system. And flowers are also flowers. They help us to flow rather than, you know, get frustrated or angry or upset. They help us, or even if, you know, procrastinating. It will help to open up the energy centers, especially in the second chakra, the creative chakra. And we solve our problems with creativity as well. So it is important to, you know, stay calm through a process,
mm-hmm.
whether you're selling your home, you know, finding lost objects, even studying, you know, for tests at school. So all three of those sprays right now, I'm missing you and the whole situation. So keep us posted, okay?
I will.
Okay, good luck
awesome.
To you.
I'm
Thank you for calling.
Result. Thank you so much.
Yes, Awesome.
Thanks. Yes, thank you.
Take care, hon.
Awesome. Love that. And thank you for the explanation. That was awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, she's been in the garden. She bought the original package and the second one, too. So she's good for another 60 days, too. So,
awesome.
I'll be working with
her. All right. Well, we have lots of hands raised, so let's take a caller. If you want to pick between 1 and 14 right now.
How about 10?
All right. Number 10, your first three digits are 650. 650, you are unmuted.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, welcome.
Hi, it's Lori.
Hi, Debra. Lori.
Yeah.
Hi.
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 I've been loving the sprays, and I've been in the garden, and I spray every day. And I have a lot going on right now. My dad is transitioning, and my relationship is, I don't know, it's not doing well. I moved into this new place, and there's an HOA, and there's issues. So I don't know. I'm just not feeling right, and anything you could do to help, I would so appreciate.
Sure. Actually, there's one spray that's for all of the above for you. So I'm going to start misting right now. It's Rainbow. Okay. Do you have a Rainbow
good.
One?
Okay. I do. Yes.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yes.
Well, let's start with your dad.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to, what's his first name?
Robert, they call him Bud.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm misting Robert. Mm-hmm. My guides say you can miss Rainbow on anyone without asking permission. It's just such a blessing. It's so natural. Mm-hmm. It's like just being under the rainbow, you know, after a beautiful spring shower. And we use this one to help support the transitioning. The Native Americans say we come down riding the rainbow from the heavens, and then when we pass, then we take the rainbow and we go back to the fifth dimension. And so this really supports with ease and grace the transition. And sometimes we found, and I've seen it a lot, where, you know, especially with COVID, you can't see your loved one, you know, if you're in the hospital. Mm-hmm. Oh, how terrible.
Yeah.
And we found that this spray, if we missed it even remotely, sometimes they get better for a little while, you know, and then they can be with their loved ones before they pass.
Right.
It's pretty incredible.
Yes.
I'm not going to, you know, make a claim or promise that, but, you know, it's all, you know, it's non-invasive, and it's a natural way to support a transition. And also, I'm going to spray Rainbow for your relationship, because Rainbow is also our place of belonging, and it's who we truly are, okay? It helps you really bring out your true colors, your true essence. And I like to use this one with couples, and I think I missed you once before with your relationship. To decide, you know, you have to know who you are. Okay, to make a decision, am I going to stay? Am I not going to stay? Are we compatible? You really have to. So Rainbow helps you if your colors are kind of muddied. And it helps to sort through your true colors and remember who you are, what you love, who you're about as an individual. And then that will support the two of you, you know, in your relationship with each other. And then you said something about your house, too. Is there some energy in your home that...
Well, I just moved, and there's been a lot of rough starts, a lot of delays. And once I've been in, I've always lived in a house, and this is a condo. And so there's just different... It just doesn't feel comfortable. Lots of problems.
Okay. And I'll tell a story on this one, too, if I missed you. I'm going to miss your whole space with Rainbow. Now, you have the actual bottle, too. Do the corners, okay? Everyone who gets into the house, and even when you go to sell your house, please, you know, use some Rainbow if you can, or be in the garden and request a misting. I'll tell you, we had just recently, just 3 weeks ago, someone requested, they said, I have had this land, it's just land, for 10 years on the market, and no one is buying it. can you please help me with that? So I sprayed rainbow because rainbow will cleanse any negative energy in the land, because maybe there was war or something, or someone died, or, you know, and even if there is somebody who died on the land, sometimes they say it's a ghost, there's, you know, haunting, and no one's buying the house because they say it's haunted. And people call me and I go, what, why am I, you know, why did you know to call me? And they go, well, they said you can help. Well, then I go, oh yeah, I can. I'm going to spray rainbow. And that if there is a soul or something on the land that needs to be cleared, like if there's a soul that's stuck here, it will easily ride the rainbow back to the next dimension immediately. And then all of a sudden the house will sell. Well, she called in about, I mean, 10 years. I cleared her land. I did rainbow, and then I sprayed miracle. That's my two land clearing sprays, and I'm going to spray some miracle now. I don't know if you have that one, but I'm going to miss your whole home here with some miracle too. Because a lot of times the people before you, they might have had an argument, or you might have neighbors or someone, you know, that's negative.
That's what's going on?
Okay. Okay, yeah. So this will really clear that right now. See what happens. Okay. Now, this woman, I cleared her land in 2 days. She couldn't believe it. She posted in the garden, I cannot believe it. I got a call. Somebody wants to buy the property.
Oh,
it
wow.
only took 48 hours. And here it was 10 years, not one person bidding
not
on the property.
Wow,
yeah, this is
awesome.
How powerful this works. Yeah, for land clearing.
Uh-huh.
I love
this place.
Okay. There you go. Do you have miracle too? Did you get that?
I have miracle too.
Oh, good. Okay.
Can you spray my little doggy, Louie?
Your doggy? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Louie. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let me.
He's 17, I think. He's.
Yeah.
He's having a hard time. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm spraying with a little pet comb.
Okay.
Pet comb, because the pets are agitated, especially with the move and everything. And rainbow is a good one. You know, if the pets, if they're coming from a shelter, a new pet, you want to spray rainbow because, again, that's their place of belonging. It will help them to adjust to the new home. But creativity here, or pet comb, I use the same formula for both. It will help to flow any stuck energy and calm the central nervous system.
Nice. Thank you so much.
You're welcome,
yeah,
Lori.
Thanks for being there. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Good luck to you.
All right.
See you in the garden.
Bye.
Okay.
See
Bye.
You.
Awesome. Okay. So I have a request here from Anna. She's saying, blessings, Deborah. I bought your last package, and I was wondering if you could help me with the grief of the passing of my father last week and any help to lift my vibration so I can get through all the paperwork and be able to pay all the bills pending. Thank you, Anna from Canada.
Ah, okay. Well, my condolences to you, Anna. I'm going to spray some rainbow, not only to help her, but her loved one who's passing. And we also have a spray called Letting Go. It's to heal. You know, grief takes a while to heal, okay? You're not going to heal instantly, but it will help to soothe the heart as you go through the grieving process. And I also add frankincense and myrrh essential oil because frankincense helps us to see the spiritual. You know, when you lose a loved one, you know, you really have to have faith and spiritual that they're okay. You know, it's a faith thing, you know. And then myrrh helps to keep you grounded through all the things you have to go through when a loved one passes. I'm missing you with some letting go. And now, I'm going to give you a little contentment, too, for soothing, a little more soothing of your heart. And it's got the rose otto in there. And psychologists even use this one when there's trauma. It really helps to get you in a state of more peace and calm. And I think I'm going to do one more. Oh, you know, Yeah, I'm going to give you some loving protection. I just feel you're really on overwhelm. This will help to knit together your energy field. Fill in any gaps that stress and trauma have created in your energy field, and it fills it right away within 30 seconds. We've seen it on the videos where we use a simple hanger. So it fills in and strengthens the energy, and then it increases the size of your aura. And when you're going through grief and loss, you can tend to have your aura is not as bright and strong naturally, you know, it's understandable. So this, the white yarrow flower is in here and some geranium essential oil, and will help to keep your energy strong and vibrant throughout all the things that you have to do now after the passing, and keep your energy high, especially now with all the other things going on in the world, so you're not overwhelmed by all that noise, okay, all the other stuff. This will keep you in your own energy, in your own beautiful energy bubble. I hope that helps.
Awesome.
And I'll
Thank
see you in the
you
garden.
For that.
Yeah.
Yeah, awesome. All righty. If you want to pick a number between 1 and 14.
2.
Number 2. Your first three digits are 920. 920. You are unmuted.
Hi, this is Linda Lockes.
Hey, Linda.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hi. I have a question, Deborah. What are your hours on Saturday?
We don't have a physical shop, so I don't know where you got that.
Okay.
Okay.
Is it possible to come on Saturday?
This Saturday?
Yeah.
Well, actually, no, but if you email me, we can set up a time, but not this Saturday.
Okay.
I actually have to go to a wake. But
oh,
I would love to have
yeah,
you
I have
visit.
To do one tomorrow.
Yeah, I'd love to
okay.
have you visit. I know you're not that far away from where I'm at in Wisconsin. So
right.
So we'll pick another Saturday. How's that?
Okay, sounds great.
Okay.
And I would like some – that's okay. I would like some support for Anisha's grandfather who just transitioned.
Okay.
I knew him very well, and he was such a sweet, kind, loving man. And so I need support for that, please. His
okay.
name was Clarence.
What's his name?
Clarence.
Clarence. Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to miss Rainbow. Thank God we have this to spray to help with those transitioning. It's quite a blessing for everybody. And I'm also going to miss a little of this peace for the whole family.
Sure.
And a little bit of some letting go, too. I really find that, you know, when you're at, if there's a memorial service, it really does help soothe the heart, you know, and you have to go through the grieving process. You know, you can't stop it. It's part of
right.
healing, okay? But it does
yeah,
help to soothe the heart. So I hope you can feel that.
I do. Thank you.
Good.
You're
welcome.
I love your misting, and I am just a big fan. I just love all the mists and sprays, and I'm just excited that you are so kind to mist all of us, and your generosity just touches everyone's heart. Thank you, Deborah.
You're welcome. Thanks, Linda.
Awesome. Thanks. All right. I see a couple people asking about the offer and how they can purchase. So let's just talk about that for a little bit, Deborah. If you go to orderjoy2020.com/empath, that's EMPATH, you can see the offer there. A couple things to note, the 30 days additional remote misting is still available. So you're getting a total of 60 days remote misting. I know a lot of people, their 60 days expired from the previous offer just recently. So this can continue the energy going with that with another 60 days. So that's available, as well as the live group session that you're doing for people that are in this offer is tomorrow, right? It's happening tomorrow.
Right. It's tomorrow.
So yes. So if you want to talk a little bit about this offer, who it's good for, what it's good for, and all those good things, I think that might help out a little bit.
Okay, great. Well, Package A is 30 days of remote misting. You know, we're focusing on our energy in this package, but we also are doing all, just like I did today, we did prosperity, you know, grief, and, you know, I work with the flowers, so there's how many flowers on the earth. So I pretty much have a flower for every human emotion to support you with that. And we work with all of those in the garden. And that's the great thing about Package A is that you get to be in the garden of prosperity. And we're calling it, it's in the garden of prosperity, but with this, we also include a group call. So it's in the garden of prosperity and protection group call. And you have in the garden of prosperity private Facebook group, and everyone here is talking about being in the garden. It is an amazingly fun, supportive community that keeps growing. Our garden keeps growing. And every day, 7 days a week, I'm in the garden misting you guys in the morning, and I pick up on what the group needs, and I tell you what I'm misting. And you know, a lot of people come and they say, thank you, I could feel that, and I need a little extra support with this or this. And then I also can mist for other support in the garden, and then everybody benefits from that. So we're finding, you know, just a wonderful supportive community for all the different issues. You know, lost heirloom jewelry, you know, I have to sell my home. My uncle passed, you know, can I have support? So this is all Package A, and we have that for $147. If your other package, we have the Prosperity Package now, most of you, that is expiring, the 60 days that you got, and we are adding an extra 30-day bonus still from Heartache to Joy, just added that, so you can get another additional 30 days bonus. So starting from the day you buy your package, this new one, you get 60 days in the garden. Plus, our group call is tomorrow at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time, and we have an opportunity for some more one-on-ones, and we're going to do a group process again. Package B is the physical spray loving protection. This is the one if you're feeling overwhelmed, okay, if you're going through a difficult time, your energy is low. This is the magical spray that fills in all the gaps that stress and trauma have created in your energy, and we all have been going through it, okay? Look at COVID and riots and then this election. It's like, oh, you know, overwhelm everybody. So this is such a beautiful spray. It acts like a force field shield around you. So we are offering just with this Package B to get that spray. And that includes shipping. We've discounted the spray, and we added shipping in there. So it's $110 for the spray, and we'll get it to you as soon as possible. Package C includes the remote misting. So you have 30 days plus the bonus 30 days. You get the In the Garden of Prosperity and Protection group call, which is tomorrow, and you'll be given a link in the package. So you have to buy that package to be on the call tomorrow. And then we have four powerful attunements. That's actually in Package A too, I forgot to mention, but we have attunements where I'm actually attuning with the flowers. We have the white pond lily, the one that grows out of the muck, helps to shine, sparkle your energy. We have the rainbow. They're about 5 minutes long. We have the freedom flower. And you get to see me actually see the flower, and I talk about it. We do a little attunement with that energy. So those are really calming, and they help to raise your vibration very fast. And then you get the In the Garden of Prosperity private support group, and you can also get the Loving Protection Spray. So that one is package C. That's $197. That includes shipping. And if you do want the rainbow spray, we've been using that really on everyone today, you have a chance to get that as an add-on to package C. And that includes the shipping. There's no extra shipping because it's the same shipping whether I send one bottle or two bottles. And that's all included.
Perfect. Perfect. Thank you for that. So if you have additional questions, you can ask them when we talk to some more callers, or you can write them in. Someone's asking for the URL again. It's orderjoy2020.com/empath, EMPATH. So that is where you can get in. And like Deborah said, if you get in now, the live group session is happening tomorrow. And so you can be part of that live. All righty. So, Deborah, if you want to pick another number, let's take another caller.
Number nine.
All right. Your first three digits, number nine, are 202. 202. You are unmuted.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome.
Hi. My name is Sharon Johnson.
Welcome.
I'm also in the garden, and I do have the rainbow and the protection, which has been very helpful.
Great. Hi, Sharon. Well, how can we help you today?
Just wanted to kind of get a scan to see what's going on and, you know, help with prosperity and abundance.
Great. Thank you for asking that, because I really want to get everyone strengthened in their attractor field today. I was going to add this in, so thank you. Okay, Sharon, I'm missing you, but I'm also missing the group again. This is the Open Doors to Prosperity Spray. I don't know if you can feel it. Okay, this works with your life purpose. It grounds you. You have to be grounded to manifest. And right now, a lot of people are walking around, they are not even grounded right now. and you're in the garden, so I've been, you know, missing you with this one every day since you've been
okay.
In. Okay, so I'm missing everyone here and everyone on the replay. And then next, I'm going to miss Miracle. It works very, very well with Open Doors.
Okay.
Oh, and this will expand your energy, expand more possibilities, and really it does vibrate. It's made from the Aurora Borealis. So if you've ever seen Aurora Borealis, I mean, there's just so many magical qualities to this. I can't even begin to tell you. You just have to feel it. And even the room will open up. It tends to even, you know, it's like the sky opens up. It's really amazing. And it works also with your heart. And really, you know, a lot of people are protecting their heart right now. That's why the loving protection is helping. And you have that one. I'm going to spray you with loving. And everybody here, you know, you really want to have an open heart and you know, use the sprays for protection, and then just make your energy field as big as possible and expansive. That is your protection. And now I'm going to miss you with a little playful, so you can just be in the present moment and, you know, get out of the left brain. You know, you're kind of, you know, I do it too. You know, I tend to overthink things sometimes, you know,
I
make things a little more difficult for yourself.
Right.
So it helps you get out of your own way and just be, you know, be in the present moment and enjoy, you know, get a little more lighthearted. If someone says to you, hey, lighten up, you know, you're too serious. So this spray will help you immediately to lighten up, be in the present moment. And it's scented with bergamot. I don't know if you could smell it. It's really earthy, spicy. But you see, it's just lovely. It's made from the zinnia flower essence. And then I'm going to mist you and everyone with some bliss. There we go. And we're going to bliss out. This is the freedom flower. Okay. Do you feel better?
Yes, I do.
Good. Thanks, Sharon. I'll see you in the garden.
Thank you. Thank you.
Welcome.
All right. Awesome. I think there was somebody else we wanted to talk to Mary. Mary, I am going to unmute you now. Hello, Mary, are you there?
Hello.
Hi, welcome.
Hi.
How are you?
Well, thank you. I'm very well. First of all, thank you, Deborah, for all those remote mistings. Very powerful.
You're welcome.
As always. And I'm one of those awesome people who has purchased, I think if I look on my counter, I literally have 30 bottles because I love it so much and I give them away.
Nice.
But I wanted to say that let's not forget about our little people and our pets, because I originally purchased for my grandchildren who are special needs children. And I'm just like shocked because Deborah said, purchase, here's a few suggestions, purchase this or that and go with your gut. And I have a 7-year-old grandson who now, just like she said, let them pick the sprays that work for them. And every day he goes to his little counter and he picks creativity. He knows what he needs to calm his little nervous system down. He's a special needs child, you know. It's just amazing. And the school, of course, is like, what's going on here? He's just a different little person.
Aww.
So I'm telling you, it works. And I have a dog who's just not a dog. He's a 165-pound Mastiff who you want a dog that size to be calm. And so I bought the package, the Happy Tails. It's a pet's package. And he literally comes into my office and he lays his head on my lap. And I'm like, what do you want, Watson? Sprays? And his tail wags and I spray him and off he goes. So there's something here, people. And that's not even counting, you know, my daughter or myself. My daughter is the mom of two special needs boys. And Serenity now is just like, she said, I can't live without it. So please just keep gifting me with that. So, you know, Christmas is coming and these are like the perfect gifts. Perfect.
Wow.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Because there's something for everyone.
Yeah.
Awesome.
You know? And for myself, I'm not a person who ever brought flowers into the house because I was always like an allergy child. And in the last literally week, I purchased carnations and roses, and my house is filled with flowers. And I'm like, what is going on with me?
That's so cool.
Yeah, I just want to say, if anybody's got any questions, Deborah will point you in the right direction and just go with it because there's great benefits.
Thank you for sharing that. That's
You're welcome. Great.
Thank you so much, Mary.
You're welcome. Have a great day, ladies. Thank you.
All right. You,
you too.
Blessings.
Okay,
bye.
Awesome. All right, Deborah, if you want to pick our last caller for the day, that would be great.
How about number one?
Number one. Okay, number one, your first three digits are 623. 623, you are unmuted. 623. All right. I will go to our next caller in line. All right. 323. 323. You are unmuted.
Good morning. This is Doreen.
Hi, Doreen. Welcome.
Hi, Doreen.
Hi there. Hi, Deborah. I love these sprays. As you know, I'm in the package. I'm in the garden. And and just being sprayed to calm down yesterday before I had to go to the set helped me tremendously. And I'm always, you know, for me, because I'm also writing when I come home trying to do homework, creativity. And yes, it's great for special needs, but I feel I have a special need for creativity too. I can also give testimony to how wonderful and how quick these sprays actually work. It's just amazing. And I feel it better when you spray me because I think it's unbiased spraying than sometimes when I spray myself saying, this must work, this must work. That makes
sense.
Yeah,
creativity is really, it works like, they all work within 30 seconds because really there's
they're vibrational and they go right in to the energy field. And if there's procrastination or nervousness, you know, when you're an actor, you know, and there's auditions, you know, you get a little, you know, you can't help it, you know, but you miss the creativity and all of a sudden it helps to flow the energy. It just clears immediately any of that nervous energy that tends to be stuck. As humans, we tend to hold on to things. Like the flowers are flowers, and especially with the creativity spray, it really is made from the iris flower. It helps to really clear out the stuck energy that we tend to hold on to. So we can allow our natural ability, you know, just that creative flow to just go, you know, once it's cleansed, and you get it from the crown chakra opens up and you get divine inspiration. And then the second chakra is your creative center. So then that gets unstuck, and immediately you start getting this creative flow and just being in your own creative energy. It works so fast. And if I love to use it for procrastination, for the teens or the kids studying for the tests, or being a creative, you know, a writer, an actor, an artist. We all get this writer's block or a block, you know, nervousness before a test or an audition. So it works so fast to, you know, within 30 seconds to get that creative flow back. So, and you're a perfect example of it because you're an actor.
Yes.
Yeah, artists, you know, they don't create, like a songwriter cannot create a song if they're under stress, okay?
Right.
You write a song if you're sitting on the beach somewhere with your guitar and the ocean is in the background, then everything can flow and all of a sudden, boom, you can make a song in like 10 minutes, you know, if you're in that flow.
True.
Okay? True. That's why the kids are having such a great results with their tests are improving immediately. And the special needs children too. I mean, I've seen, you know, we have our products in stores. You know, I've seen where the kids go right up to that bottle and they won't leave until the mom buys them that bottle. They just know, you know, like Mary Jo's, her testimony that they just know they need that. They expect it. You know, they need it. So
that's great.
Great. Awesome. Well, thanks for calling. Is there any other things that you would like today? Support?
No, just expanding creativity and confidence. But you've been doing so much of that. Everything you've been spraying has been like, you know, yes, yes, yes. So, like overkill, but I think it's been wonderful. So just thank you.
You're welcome. Let me spray the one for self-confidence for everyone. We didn't do that one today. I love using this. We're all testing for it right now. So it's called Empower. Okay, so this one, I'm misting you now, Doreen, and this is for everybody and everyone on the replay. So Empower is made from the sunflower flower essence. Now, if you've ever seen a sunflower, and everyone knows what that looks like, it just radiates the light, okay, and personal power. So this helps to fill the yellow in your solar plexus chakra with color. And this is your seat of personal power. Okay, so when you own your personal power, you radiate and shine your light into the world. Okay, this is your ego and personality. A lot of people, kids, they struggle with that, get a little self-confidence. No one is usually born with tons of self-confidence, or you are born with it and then you get knocked down. So this one helps that any of those disharmonious states where you feel low self-esteem, or if you just feel like, you know, oh, someone might be better than me, you know, and I'm going to shrink myself at this audition. Look at that other person next to me. Flowers don't do that. A tulip doesn't look at a rose and go, oh my God, you're more vibrant and beautiful than me. I'm just not going to blossom right now. I'm going to shrink myself. So flowers don't do that. They just go and flow with the cycle. They know that they're going to be, you know, rose is a rose and a tulip is a tulip. And the variety is, you know, this is all positive and they just flow with the light and with the earth, you know, and the air, the wind. The wind actually opens up the bud and the water and they flow with the cycle and they just blossom without stopping. You know, they don't hesitate. So this spray, when I missed you, with all the flower sprays, you're taking on these higher vibrational qualities of the flower. The flowers are here to support us, and they're helping us to remember who we are. And they lovingly do that. They just love to help us, you know, get out of any disharmonious states into harmony with life. Did you feel that?
Yes. Yeah.
Good. Good. I love this one. Everyone's testing for this one too.
Wonderful.
Great.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in. See you in the garden.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thanks, Dory.
Thank you, Gretchen.
All right. Awesome. Very cool. Well, Deborah, thank you so much for doing this call today. I know I feel much better. My head feels much clearer. not so foggy and noisy and all that good stuff. So thank you so much. Is there anything you want to say before we end the call today?
Well, I just want to thank you for having me on today and that I could be of support to everyone. And just remember, take charge of your energy and just, you know, get in the garden. You know, these are times when we need to support each other. I hope to see new members in our garden and we can have fun and play. But take charge of your energy and know that you have free will. And once you can just really be in your own beautiful bubble of energy and create from that place, you're actually lighting up the world. That's what you're here for. So thank you,
awesome,
everyone, for being here and being who you are.
Awesome. All right, everyone. Have a wonderful rest of your day and rest of your week, and we'll be talking to you soon. Thanks so much.
Okay.
Have a great day. Thanks, Deborah.
Okay. Bye.
Lots of love. Bye-bye.